no choice but to do it, really, because we can't get any responses from AIR at all in relation to any queries that we have raised with them on behalf of constituents, and they just simply don't respond. And so we have no choice but to go down this road and to make a complaint to ComRig, and hopefully ComRig will be able to get there to actually pay attention to their customers.
And in some situations, unfortunately, people have been left cut off effectively from the world.
Yeah, I mean, it's appalling, really. Like, there's a number of situations we would have. For example, there's an area where there's five or six houses have been left without a phone for quite some time now, and the same area wouldn't have mobile phone coverage either. So there's a number of elderly people in relation to living in that area whose their phone was their only form of communication with the outside world. And they just comment, just simply just ignore them, and just ignore them, and we don't get responses from them, and we don't get any action taken place at all.
And even in some cases, people have reported that they are simply trying to pay their bill and they still can't get through.
Yeah, this is the crazy part of it. There's cases where people who are trying to actually pay bills and get through to them, and they won't take their calls, they can't respond to them at all or anything like that. And indeed, even cases where people are trying to contact them because a relative has passed away to cancel the service, and that's as well, and they can't get any response at all from them. And it's just appalling. And I know some of the phone companies have had difficulty through the COVID and responding to services, but this is actually pre-COVID as well, that these difficulties are there. So I don't think that's really an adequate excuse at this stage.